Of All Things, A Prophet's Love Story. As a boy, President Gordon B. Hinckley lived across the street from Marjorie Pay. She first caught his eye at a ward social when she gave a reading. Their first date was to the Gold and Green Ball, a church dance. At that time, Gordon went to the University of Utah, and Marjorie was a senior in high school. They became good friends, and their friendship later turned to courtship. When the time came, Marjorie supported Gordon in his decision to go on a mission to the British Isles. They parted as best friends and wrote each other while they were separated. Marjorie dated others while Gordon was on his mission, but she didn't think anyone measured up to him. After he got home, Gordon and Marjorie discovered they still loved each other's cheerfulness and optimism. They continued their educations, waiting until they felt it was the right time to get married. They were sealed together eternally in the Salt Lake Temple on the 29th of April, 1937. Since their early days together, President and Sister Hinckley kept their marriage strong by always putting the Lord first. Sister Hinckley said, "It seemed to me that if you understood the gospel and the purpose of our being here, you would want a husband who put the Lord first. I felt secure knowing he was that kind of man." See Sherry L. Dew, Go Forward with Faith, The Biography of Gordon B. Hinckley, 1996, pages 41, 58-59, 83, 106-107, and 113-116. Be sure your courtship reflects the patterns you want in your eternal marriage. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895-1985. Live for the Future, New Era, November 2002, page 12. Use the net. Catch us online. Don't let the good stuff get away. Go online for more great New Era articles on dating, marriage, or anything else you want to read about. You may have missed some of these. Now you can check them out on the net. Finding Your Sweetheart, September 2003. Speaking of Kissing, June 2001. Just Hanging Out, August 2001. Idealist, The Dews of Dating, November 2000. Marriage Prep 101, October 1999. In Tune, Marriage for Eternity, September 1993. Just go to www.lds.org and click on Gospel Library. You can do a search to find what you're after. It's all out there, so just cast your net and bring it in. RX for Loneliness. To you who wish to be married, I say this. Do not give up hope, and do not give up trying, but do give up being obsessed with it. The chances are that if you forget about it and become anxiously engaged in other activities, the prospects will brighten immeasurably. Let us face the fact that in this life, some of you will marry, some of you may not. For those of you who do, it must be a total commitment without reservation. It must involve total and unequivocal loyalty. It must be a covenant for eternity, a companionship that will require constant attention and nurturing. For those who do not marry, this fact of life must be faced squarely. But continuous single status is not without opportunity, challenge, or generous recompense. I believe that for most of us, the best medicine for loneliness is work and service in behalf of others. President Gordon B. Hinckley, A Conversation with Single Adults, Ensign, March 1997, pages 60 and 61. Have a heart. Letting the special someone in your life know you love them isn't always easy, but it's important. Here are a few ways you can show him or her your love without ever saying a word. And even if you aren't in love, you can use these ideas to tell your family and friends you care about them, too. Give them a heart attack. Cut out paper hearts and tape them to their door or car. On the hearts, you could write little notes of appreciation. Make them an I Love You book. Without your loved ones knowing, give sheets of paper to their friends and family and have them write a letter to your loved ones, or a list of the things they like best about them. Make a cover, gather the pages, and staple the sheets together like a book. Leave some candy or a flower and a nice note where they will find it. End of All Things.